graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's cold when we get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 170 of Suplex City Limits for July 14th, 2018. Cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and his kush got purple hair like a hood rat. My co-host.
Your local hood rat. Your local cunty poo. Tyler Fudge. Hey.
Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We had actually sold a t-shirt. I want to give a shout out to the person whose information I have somewhere.
That I've failed. 7.5-star
Meltzer rated podcast.
We are. We will win the Meltzer Award when they make one.
Tony. He is in the United Kingdom. I have no idea what this is. I don't want to fuck up your shit.
The tone is it a V? Starts with a V?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Maybe it's not the same Tony I was thinking of.
Yeah.
There's one Tony that we interact with a lot on Twitter.
Merseyside? United Kingdom? I don't know. I don't know where you're at, Tony. But we thank you for picking up a pro fucking shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees.
We do. You sir, are a fine gentleman. You are not a cunty poo.
It's going to be your new thing.
It is going to be my new thing. I'm not going to name names, but cunty poo.
Yeah, you're losing us listeners on Twitter.
You know, I mean, we could, we're okay with losing people like him.
Yeah, I don't care. Or you can donate on our Patreon as little as $1 a month for the Brooklyn Brawler tier. A little bit more than that, you can become a producer, help bring the show to the masses, get a shout out at the top, like our friends at the Mizcast, Casey, the infamous Chris Savage, Caleb Morganfield, B Rad Brad, Kickass Keith Martin, Maniac Michael Thomas, the Riceroni Jabroni, Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, and our boys over at the Wrestling Soup Podcast. Much love to Mish Joe and Draper over there. This week on Suplex City Limits, the Pot Smokers Wrestling Pod on the internet. Cunty Poo of the Immorals.
Yes.
We're going to be recapping the G1 special. We got the news, the top three. We'll be previewing Extreme Rules. We got all kinds of shit. Impact, NXT, Lucha Underground.
So much stuff.
All for you coming up now. Let's get into it with the news.
Oh, maybe this time it'll work. Ooh, this week in the news. Mysterio to appear in New Japan. And Coach takes all the credit for Fox. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Let's talk about the Ring of Honor and New Japan show.
Yes, at Madison Square Garden, which you got to thank God that this is actually happening. You know what I mean? Like, somebody finally put the WWE in its place. And it took the big bully of Sinclair to do it. And more on you, Sinclair. I love you for it.
Yeah. Sinclair sucks for the most part, though. But no less. Yeah. The first time anyone's run pro wrestling in this building at this current location. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Very fucking cool. It's on a Saturday. It'll be going against TakeOver right the day before WrestleMania. What do you think, man? How are they going to do?
I mean, it all depends really on how they market this card. You've got a New Japan ROH co-branded show. Hopefully it's not just an ROH show with New Japan wrestlers.
Hopefully it's not just like ROH versus and New Japan guys all the way through.
No,
because one side of that is not equal to the other.
It's not. It's like, oh, you're going to put Punishment Martinez against Minoru Suzuki. Fuck. You know what I mean? But like, if you got, you know, you've got these guys, you've got Okada, you've got Kushida, you got Omega, you got all this slew of guys, you can make the most banging card that NXT cannot even come close to touching. Because
you don't want to. Are you telling me you don't want to see the Dogs take on Roppongi 3K, dude?
No, not even close.
I would like Coast to Coast to take on Evil and Sonata.
If Coast to Coast is on that show, it's a fail. First off, what are you doing trying to fucking sell your MSG card with Coast to Coast on it? That's just not
Coast to Coast. Fuck. Send those fuckers back to the power plant where they came from.
Morning AM radio? Fuck. Coast to Coast.
Yeah. If they headline it with a big New Japan match, you know, maybe.
Even it'll be interesting. You can shoehorn it too and have the Young Bucks in the main event, and therefore it's not even just a New Japan main event. It's an ROH main event as well, because there's so many guys that are shared between the two. You know what I mean? You can do whatever you want and it could be a great show, but please don't have it as, you know, like we got 8 ROH title matches and then a never open title defense. Holy shit. You know, like that's not what I want to see. But if they do it right, I do feel that they can not only outsell NXT TakeOver, but just be an all around better show. Because TakeOvers are notorious for being the best show of the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have the heavyweight belt, whether that's Okada or Omega or whoever the fuck. I mean, I don't know who else you'd put it on. That needs to be in there for sure. A big title defense against like a different type of opponent.
Yeah.
Could really be something, man. I'm fucking stoked for it. Yeah. Anything that like fires back on WWE is a good thing for us.
Yes, because we all know how much we hate the WWE.
I mean, we do and we don't, right? Well, we pretty much do. More on that later.
We pretty much will do. Yes, that's correct.
Jay Lethal, of course, denies the allegations against him.
As you would.
As you would. So, yeah, no, that she's right. I totally did that. Taylor Hendricks blocked me on the Twitter as well.
Because she's a cunty poo.
Yeah, Jesus, it's gonna be like a counter for that. But yeah, she posted some pictures of text messages, which didn't say anything. All I said is like, that doesn't say anything, and she blocked me for that.
And it's completely true. And you know, and I'm sure that the reason why she blocked you, or this is me being trying to be level-headed, right?
Well, the description for our newest episode says something about like us taking the piss out of her, so. Didn't it? No, it didn't.
Oh, no, maybe. I don't know. You wrote it. Remember, I didn't write this one. I just copied and pasted.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. But you look at it, you know, I'm sure that she was getting bombarded with those things. You know what I mean? So like we were talking about earlier, it's just easier. This wasn't on the show, but we were talking about it earlier. It's just easier just to delete it from your life kind of deal. And now that's just me trying to see the good in people, but I've never heard good things about her. So she's probably just a bitch.
Here it is. We got some announcements for the Mae Young Classic. Do you care? First off, do you care about the Mae Young Classic?
Once the card gets fully developed and we see who is going to be in the tournament, I hope that I will be more into it. But I don't know. Well, hopefully, any of these girls
do it fucking right this time.
Yeah,
you know, but last time they dropped it in these big fucking blocks. It's like, how am I supposed to sit and watch like 4 hours of this at one time? Yeah, I don't know.
I agree.
You need to do something else with that shit.
Even if okay, so let's mold two stories together in one. Okay, WWE, you're talking about doing a women's show in the fall. What if they, you know, like you build this tournament week by week, the finals are on that show. You know what I mean? It just makes sense instead of just here's fucking 4 episodes this week. And then 2 weeks later, 4 more episodes. And then in a month, they'll have the finals live. It just doesn't, I don't, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
And to clarify too, when you're talking about, you said women's show, it's like a woman's pay-per-view, not like a separate show. But Impact just did that. Like last week, they had like a Rise of the Knockouts thing. I don't know if it was a new thing or if it was like, I don't know, but they've saw it floating.
They've done those one night only shows. They're just knockouts. So like, this is not some new thing that the WWE have stumbled upon, you know?
Yeah. Get ready for the fucking low ass ratings.
Oh yeah.
No, it's one's going to watch that shit. No. I'm not going to fucking watch that.
You know what? let me get back and say, it depends again on what they do with it. If you have women like Kairi Sane, Io Shirai, Toni Storm, all these girls that can work their fucking ass off, it's going to be okay. It'll be good. Especially Kairi Sane. She's cute as a fucking button. That talking segment she did on NXT a couple weeks ago, goddamn, I almost wanted to beat off right there. But anyways, if you go about it that way, it can be a very good show. But if you're going to have, you know, let's put the Sasha Bailey feud on there, it's going to die a horrible death.
Oh yeah, maybe we could have some Liv Morgan matches, or
at least Liv Morgan's cute.
Yeah, she also looks like a fucking little girl. I mean, like, she's not intimidating whatsoever. To me, I wouldn't even have chicks like that in my, you know. And there's other small girls. Sasha's a small girl, but at least she looks like
She'll tear your face off because she's a bitch. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it looks like she'll snap her fingers and wag them and then fucking slap you.
But yeah, some of the announcements to it. Casey Catanzaro, who is the American Ninja Warrior star. I use that term loosely.
Yes.
She recently signed with the WWE. So what? She was on this show. She recently signed. She does jack shit about wrestling, probably.
Oh, without a doubt. She just knows how to run through obstacles.
Progress Women's Champion Ginny. Of course, as you mentioned, Io Shirai, who can you have another Japanese woman win it? I feel like you should. I mean, if anyone should win, it should be her. She should win this thing.
Yeah, I mean, look at the story you can tell too. Like, let's say Kairi Sane won it last year. If she wins it this year, then you've got a bona fide, this is a Japanese core that are just killing everybody. And then, Jim, then you could do your Yakuza gimmick.
The Yakuza gimmick. Or I think we talked about we pitched a really great Io Shirai and Kairi Sane fucking angle too, where she comes in and, you know, Sane got her spot. She was supposed to come in, but she didn't get cleared. And she's the fucking best women's wrestler in Japan. And now she's come for her spot, you know, and her winning that tournament would be perfect.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
but we won't get.
Probably not. No, you probably won't see the two of them in the finals, but you know, I think it would be realistic to see them both in like a semifinals maybe. And have you over?
I don't think Sane will even be in the thing.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. They've only released four names yet, right? And they're horrible names aside from Io Shirai, because I've never heard
Nicole Matthews, who's a 12-year vet.
I keep on hearing that name, but I have no idea who she is.
It's just a generic fucking chick name.
That's true.
I might have fucking dated a girl named Nicole Matthews. I don't know.
I'm looking at her now, and there's nothing familiar about her whatsoever.
And yeah, former WWE star Caitlyn. So I don't get that.
I mean, yeah. I suppose if you want another WWE wrestler, you can just Google and see every inch of their body. Cool.
Oh, but, is she naked?
Oh, dude, I'll send you a picture right now.
Yeah, please do.
That sounds great. Just keep on going.
Brock Lesnar reappears in UFC to do a pro wrestling angle. More pro wrestling than pro wrestling. When he gets in the ring and shoves Daniel Cormier, says motherfucker, breaks a $20,000 lens. Yeah, this fight is 6 months away because he just got into the testing pool in early July. So it's just the only one reason to talk, I guess, is Lesnar. But also, it's just more pro wrestling than pro wrestling.
Very much so. You know? They're doing pro wrestling so much better. I sent you a link in the Skype.
Oh yeah. So now, well, if WWE is not going to do pro wrestling, I mean, you fucking might as well, you know. Let's see here, the Fappening blog. I love the Fappening blog.
I do too. I think it's a great website. I'm glad somebody else will go to it besides for me.
Caitlyn. Oh yeah, this broad. Okay. Yeah. I think I did see some of these before.
She's muscly as fuck with great big fake tits.
Oh yeah, those are huge fucking things. How are you going to wrestle with those?
Right? Exactly. That's what I was saying on our episode that did not take last night. That, you know, Lee, how do you wrestle with those bazingas?
Bazingas. fuck. That's pretty good stuff right there. I don't know, dude. UFC is shitty these days, but this got all the MMA fucking marks. Like, they didn't even know they were being worked. It was cute. Fuck pro wrestling. This is going to be awesome. is it really?
It is pro these wrestling, guys. Bro. Like, you're looking at Brock Lesnar, who is a pro wrestler. That's what he is. He's more of a pro wrestler than anything else. And then you've got Daniel Cormier, who is a fucking pro wrestling mark. He loves it. Loves pro wrestling. So this is just some brainchild between two people. It's just like, let's do pro wrestling better than Conor McGregor. Let's do pro wrestling better than fucking, what's his name? Fucking Chael Sonnen. And let's do pro wrestling better than WWE. And they did.
I mean, if it gets you, you know, if it gets you more pay-per-view buys and more money, more, you know, fucking good on you.
Yeah, I would imagine they get a good buy rate for it. They got up until like what, February to
yeah. My point is, you know, MMA marks who like to talk shit on wrestling, but think that, oh, these guys fucking don't like each other. This is gonna be awesome. Yeah, okay, but you're being worked.
Yeah, you are. You are. Because nobody comes into an octagon, pushes people around, and have the owner laugh. You know what I mean? Like, this is not a fight. You're not supposed to push people around. Your owner is a piece of shit if that's actually what he's doing. And you know what, man? There's all those stories about him, Ronda Rousey, and Schwab being Eskimo brothers.
Oh, so. Yeah. Right. Do you remember when, you probably, maybe you don't, but Nick Diaz got in the cage and started a fucking brawl with Jake Shields' fucking corner?
Yes. Yes.
That was a fucking shoot, man, because the Diazes are fucking crazy.
Or McGregor jumping the barricade at, what was it? Fucking Bellator? Oh.
Yeah, right.
that's a shoot.
I mean, he's just a crazy fuck, but all that shit's pro wrestling.
Of course.
You know, he were like, oh, you show up to an event you're not booked on, a press conference, and you throw a fucking chair through a window of a bus. And all of a sudden it's pro wrestling.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is pro wrestling.
But WWE is not going to do it. I don't know. I don't even know what they're doing anymore. Like, it needs a different term than pro wrestling. I guess it is. It's sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
Yeah. It's
not either of those. I mean, I guess it's more sports, but it's definitely not very entertaining.
Oh, that's an understatement, Jim. It's David Arquette for years.
Will not go away. He got into an altercation with I don't even know who this guy is. RJ City.
Yeah, no idea.
He's wrestling this weekend, but whatever. It's like they started fucking pushing each other around and fighting on a red carpet somewhere.
Oh, then so. That's not a work either, eh?
Oh, yeah. All right, exactly. I just think it's funny. It's like, dude, David Arquette is like back in on fucking wrestling, I guess. I don't understand.
I get it. More power to him for, you know, being like, okay, you guys, I get a lot of shit for it before, but this time I'm going to come and I'm going to actually do it. It's going to suck. We all know, because David Arquette is so tiny. He barely has a muscle. You know, Courtney Cox took all of his muscles in the divorce. So like, it's one of those things where it's like, good on you for trying to do something that you feel like you need to do, but don't force me into watching it, please.
She took all of his fucking ability to get jobs in Hollywood too.
She took all of his credibility. Just that's mine. This isn't mine, but I'm gonna take it anyways.
I'm taking your career as well. So yeah, other than that, I mean, we can talk about Takahashi. We can talk about that probably when we get into the
G1 special.
Special. But yeah, as far as news, what else did you have in news?
You know, like I don't think I really have much more. You know, they announced the announcers for All In, and the one big thing about it that I really like is Justin Roberts is going to be announcing the show, and then Sean Mooney is somewhere in this show, and I can't wait.
I hope he's doing backstage interviews.
I do too. In front of the lockers, maybe in the control room. It's all good.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, find a control room.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Just by himself all night, like they keep fucking, he's locked in the control room somewhere. That'd be amazing.
And then get like 90s All In graphics. You know, when you cut the Sean Mooney, it'd be fucking dope, dude. That's the kind of stuff that I would do. But I mean, I'm a piece of shit, so.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Someone was like trying to get you fired.
Yeah, exactly. Cunty poo.
Yeah. You said one thing. Yeah, you said cunty poo, and this guy like messages me, and he's like trying to get you fired. Like, I don't mean, it's like, that's not a job anyway.
it's a hobby. Are you going to take my hobbies away, sir?
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like once a week I get to actually talk about pro wrestling with somebody.
Yeah. It's like, you know, fuck you, man. You're not taking this from me.
No. No. Eat shit. From there, let's get into the top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
Suplex Anybody's top three on top three matches of the week. Fucking exhaling a hit is to it. Awesome. What a fun time.
What a fun time. I love it.
Three of the week. Why'd you take us through it, buddy?
Okay. Top three. To me, the top three, you know, guys, if you don't like New Japan, you're not going to like this top three. But I mean, if you don't like New Japan, you're probably not listening to us anyways. Cause
We came in agreeing, as we usually end up doing, but we had the exact same top three.
Yeah. So. And it's just like, Tyler, what's your top three? Well, my top three is this. It was the exact same thing. So let's start off with Jay White and Juice Robinson, which to me was such a great story to tell, especially where you had, you know, what's his name? Jay White coming in. Nobody likes Jay White. You know, we've been on this bandwagon where there's nothing to get behind him. He's just a baby face, not even in the general term, in a Freddy Krueger gimmick almost. And it's not cool. Like, he's got that weird Heath Ledger Joker without having any of Heath Ledger's charisma. You know, all this stuff. But he comes in, the crowd boos, and he plays towards it, giving him the finger, damn near killing Jim Ross, you know, all this stuff. And he's become an ultra heel in all of this. And Josh Barnett, I can't wait to see Jay White versus Josh Barnett. Can't fucking
I hope
wait.
That happens. I hope too. That does happen.
I do too.
It probably won't, but I hope it does.
But Josh Barnett was in New Japan before, so I can't see why not.
Yeah, I'd be all for that.
Seriously, though, having Josh Barnett just look quietly into the mic and just say, "You done fucked up now." Just like, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Pretty awesome, man. That whole thing was unplanned and was awesome. Anyway, I mean, as obviously, you know, we hope the best Jim Ross is recovering, and it's stupid that he got hurt and all that shit. Yes. But that said, it fucking added to it. It was like, holy shit, what's going on now? You know, like, it really did. But yeah, Jay White, it's not him being a good heel. He just, I fucking hate him too. I don't like him. I think he's he just does nothing for me. And him in that gimmick makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I would like to see the gimmick stripped away a little bit and him just become an asshole.
Why is this guy
an asshole?
Why is this guy getting the push he's getting? I don't understand it.
Well, they invested a lot of time and money into him. You know, they sent him to the States to work for ROH. They do all the visas and shit like that. So, of course, they want to see if they can get some kind of return. But it's just been pushed so hard. Like, when you look at two side by side, Juice Robinson and Jay White, there's one. Jay White's a better wrestler. Yes. But as an overall character and persona, Juice Robinson is one of my favorite guys in the world. Like, what he was wearing that night, that like American colonial outfit, was so fucking cool. And then the glasses, it was just like old school meets new school, and it was just so fucking cool.
Yeah. And they put the belt on Robinson, which I think is like, dude, White was doing jack shit with it, so might as well.
And you finally have an American with the US title, so
yeah, all right. Finally. I like it. I think it's a good move. Let Juice see what he can do with it. I think he'll do fucking well with it.
I think so too. I think it's going to be a good time. Juice Robinson's a great promo. You know, we've seen that in the last few weeks leading up to this feud. And it's, a lot of that just comes down to there's no reins on him. So none of them Roman reins on him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, our next match would be Omega. That is Kenny Omega defending the IWGP title against Cody, which first off, it starts with the entrances. Cody's entrance was great. Having all the, I'm assuming those are the New Japan Dojo guys that carried him to the ring.
Who's that giant fucking black dude in the front?
Oh, it's Dozovich's brother from another mother. That's what that is.
Oh, fuck. He's a big motherfucker.
Yeah,
that dude's gonna be wrestling. Fuck yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah, man, fucking give him a Bob Sapp fucking gimmick, just kick ass.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that match was so, you know, it had its crazy spots. You know, the power bomb onto the table was a little unnecessary, if you ask me.
Dude, yeah, over the top on the table, that was intense, man.
Yeah, so like. The match itself, though, I thought this was head over heels better than their match at Supercard of Honor, because I wasn't a fan of that match at all. And there was so much smoke and mirrors in that match as well, because of the whole Cody being a heel character. But they brought it back a little bit more on this one, and it was just more of a fight.
And then, I mean, kind of, except for the fact that there's like ladders in the ring. It's like, well, anything, yeah,
that's
went.
True. That's true.
Like, why didn't you just make this a fucking no DQ match or something? Why are we? I don't understand. To me, like, you lose me in the logic of that, where like these guys just let anything go. It's not true. Like Lucha either. Like Lucha Underground, it's well established that, yeah, you pretty much do whatever the fuck you want,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's nothing stopping you. But here in New Japan, I agree that it really takes away from the match. But again, like, people give me shit for saying this, but that's Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is not that good of a wrestler to have this classic mat wrestling or work style match. Cody Rhodes, though, will get the guys talking by just doing this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and
more power to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. That superplex off a ladder is fucking absurd.
Yeah. At least it wasn't the way they were teasing it the first time.
Well,
somebody would have died.
That's not going to happen.
No,
I mean, no one's going to do shit like that. But in the post match of this, we might as well talk about it since we're here. Everyone poses up on the ramp, and then the Tongans fuck everybody up.
Yep. Yeah. I've seen a lot of not hatred towards it, but like I've seen a lot of people talking about how, you know, like, why would you have the Tongans do this? And it's like, well, I mean, story.
Dude, I'm fucking all for it.
Yeah, me too. Like, I've seen it, it's like,
yeah,
people just, no, I don't care about this. And it's like, you don't care about this because you're not involved in the story. You're not entrenched into the story. You're just watching as a bystander. I watch New Japan every now and then. That's what that is. But you know that these Tongans have been in, they're the oldest guys in Bullet Club. They've been there for the longest. Tama Tonga has been a guy that's been overlooked in the Bullet Club for years, even though he can work so well, so fucking well. And he's such a good looking dude. Like, we talked about this last week. He could be Roman Reigns, better than Roman Reigns could.
Mm.
And it's just,
dude,
I feel it's great.
I didn't need anyone to tell me this story. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And you know, you'd not let you had that anyway, because you had Jim Ross and Barnett on commentary, and they weren't telling you any kind of fucking story.
No.
But I didn't need any story to realize, yeah, these guys are, they're OG. They're overlooked. They're like a fucking afterthought in the Bullet Club at this point. It's fucking awesome. And now you've got a group of badass Tongans. I imagine Fale will end up joining up with them.
I would imagine he has a shirt that says honorary Tongan that Chase Owens threw away in being the Elite. So I would imagine he's part of it.
There you go. Yeah. And they have they have new shirts on and shit.
Yeah, the firing squad. Or is it firing squad? Yeah.
Yeah, firing squad. I think it's awesome. I think it's cool. They needed to do something. Yes. Those guys are the perfect guys to break off, because they're just fucking B team.
Yeah,
and to me,
exactly,
you shouldn't even have B team guys. You know, that's what makes a group cool, is if there are no B team guys.
That's what ruined the NWO, was putting everybody in. And this is what, that's what the Bullet Club had become, really. It's like, you've got everybody in it. But do you notice that in all this Bullet Club bullshit, there's one Bullet Club member that we haven't seen for weeks and weeks and weeks?
Who's that?
Yujiro, what's his fucking name? Oh my God!
I thought he came down, ran down, and got fucked up.
Sorry, Bone Soldier. What's his name?
Oh,
haven't
Ishimori?
Seen him Ishimori. Yeah, haven't seen him since the Super Juniors.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did join Bullet Club, didn't he?
Yeah. So it's like, he never even got attacked. Mm-hmm. Is this because they want to have him with the Tongans, or is, you know, is he going to be a player later on down the road, or have they just didn't want to fly him in.
I thought it was awesome too. You know, eventually, like Skrull and Paige, they come out to try to save. They don't. Yeah. Eventually, Cody like shambles down. The Tongans give him a chair. He turns on him. It's fucking awesome.
Gets his ass kicked for doing so.
Still good. Yeah. How about who the fuck decided to have a 50-year-old fat fucking dude pile drive your top star and champion onto a chair? What the fuck?
I mean, I don't know either. As nice it was to see Haku in that opening match on the G1 special.
Yeah.
It's you don't need to have him doing that. I really hope that he's not a part of the firing squad and this was just a G1 special night and he was there for that. He doesn't bring anything to the firing squad. And I don't think New Japan is that stupid. I really think that Haku was just there. You know, it's a feel good moment for Haku's sons to have a match with their father in America.
Maybe he won't be working, but I wouldn't mind him on the being outside. I feel like that's what he'll be. He'll be with them. He'll be on the outside.
I can live with that too. I just don't want him to be the focal point because I've heard a lot of people talk about how Haku's leading the firing squad. It's like, first off, why do you think Haku is leading the firing squad? There's been nothing to even hint at this, you know.
Yeah, and at the end, too, it's like Cody helps up Kenny, and it's like as fucking cheesy as shit like this is that those guys do. Because, you know, and I'll admit it, some of the shit, the Kenny Omega stuff and the Bullet Club shit, you know, with like the Buck, one of the Bucks, like, you know, dooming himself to the One Wing Angel and shit. It's cheesy, but it's fucking good. I don't even care. Cody, like, helping him up and shit, and them hugging. It's like, it's fucking great, man.
Yeah. On Being the Elite, they shared In-N-Out chicken tenders, and that was the peace offering. So, like, come on, man. It's so fucking good. I love this. And I really like, too, this is going back to Being the Elite, how Hangman Page now is just a psychopath because his alter ego that killed Joey Ryan has taken over. So, like, even
did you see him at the G1 press conference? He looked like a fucking like a oil tycoon.
He looked like he looked like he shot JR.
Yeah. he looked like an evil fucking oil tycoon from an 80s movie or
with
something.
He looks like necktie or that whatever the fuck that's called, the string tie.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
A bolo tie.
Oh, is that what that's called? A bolo tie. Okay.
I think that's what it's called. I
fucking love
what
it, man.
What the fuck?
I've become a huge fan of Adam Page over the last couple months since the G1 special in Long Beach in March, I believe it was. I've become a really big fan of Adam Page.
Yeah, I don't blame you there, man. And then the third match, Dragon Lee and Takahashi.
Yes, which, I mean, somebody pointed out on Twitter that I completely forgot that last week on the show, yours truly had said something bad is going to happen in this match. And
oh, well,
boy,
fuck
did it ever.
It's to be expected, man. Yes. Of course, something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
With these two guys together. Holy shit.
But like, it starts balls to the wall. Like, Hurricane Rana to the floor is the first move before Takahashi even gets his jacket off. So, like,
it's fucking awesome, though.
It was. And like, I showed my buddy that. You know what I mean? It was like, dude, just watch this. And the match starts, and he just did that. And my buddy, his just eyes were wide, mouth was open. It's like, holy fuck. Right? And just kept on going and going and going.
I love shit like that, dude, where you know, you start a match like hot like that, where, you know, one guy runs out of the corner and throws like a fucking shotgun dropkick or something. It's like, ah, I love it. I like a match to fucking start like that, you know, rather than the bullshit. It's awesome.
It's really good. It shows urgency and it makes the match mean something because, you know, this one guy here really wants to get above and ahead really fast because he needs to, because these two have matches all over the place. And if he doesn't want to die in this match, he needs to end it as quickly as possible.
If he doesn't want to die in this match, he's going to fucking kill the other guy.
Yeah. Which, you know, what's it called?
She almost is.
Dragon suplex. Is that what it was? Or Phoenix suplex or Phoenix driver or something. I don't know. But obviously he was supposed to keep his hands clenched and didn't. And Takahashi went down first on the mat, skidded, and finished the match like a fucking champ.
Well, there wasn't much left, luckily, but
No, but Jesus Christ, he did a Canadian destroyer.
With a
damn near broken neck. He almost did the time bomb correctly, but you could tell where his neck was bad, he couldn't reach down and hook the head. But I mean, it's a shame. I don't know what they're going to do with that junior heavyweight title now.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully he's not that hurt. I've heard it's not going to require surgery. So
I've
that's
heard that
good.
As well. And he's already back in Japan, so he can't be hurt that way. They wouldn't let you fly with a freshly broken neck. I wouldn't think. I wouldn't want to. Like, would you want to have to be up in the sky in turbulence with a broken neck?
No, yeah, I don't know.
All the way to Japan is like a 16-hour flight. Can you imagine how stiff that neck would be?
Yeah, it's interesting. So we'll see how long he's out. I don't know. What is their protocol on shit like that? Would they fucking take it and put it on somebody else or no? Or, you know,
like I don't know.
He's out for 6 months. What do they do? I don't have really know enough of like what they would do in that type of situation.
It's because we never see this. Look at Tanahashi and how injured he was. He kept that Intercontinental title and lost it like 6 months after getting injured. Right? It's just what,
it's true.
You know, we've been lucky enough that the injuries that have happened serious in New Japan, like Hanma and Shibata, they weren't holding titles. So like, It's something that we haven't seen yet. And I'm sure it's happened. Of course it's happened over like the 30, 40 years that New Japan's been around. But if you look at it in that way, you know, modern times, we haven't seen it. I don't think it's something that's been prevalent with Gato booking very often. So who knows what they're going to do? Yeah, I would hope that they would do something else. But we're just after the Best of the Super Juniors. There's no tournament to have because the G1 is happening now.
Yeah.
Maybe Rey Mysterio has a match, because that's something we didn't talk about. Rey Mysterio is going to be in New Japan August 10th during one of the G1 matches or shows. Maybe he faces a guy that maybe they do a little build up on the other G1 shows, that they do a mini cluster tournament where winner faces Rey Mysterio and the winner of that becomes a junior heavyweight champion.
Mm.
You could do that.
Yeah, so someone's going to beat Mysterio then?
Ishimori.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, but like, it, to me, it would just be a I don't know. You got Rey Mysterio. What else would you use Rey Mysterio for? Just a nondescript match against Liger or something?
Yeah. I guess so. But, you know, it's just unfortunately, really, what this does is it gives the people who want to complain about dangerous moves and New Japan dangerous and all this shit just gives them fucking ammo to come out and fucking complain like Disco Inferno, that cunt.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling is dangerous no matter where you put it. You look at all the injuries, and what's infinitely more dangerous, working 300 nights a year or working harder for 150 nights a year? You know what I mean? People are still getting injured. We went through like the injuries in the WWE right now. There's a slew of them. Everybody gets injured. And they get injured for a long period of time. Now, sure, not everybody breaks their fucking neck, but accidents happen.
I really question, like, whether or not house shows need to be a thing.
I don't think they do. You can still do some spot shows, but you don't need these guys on the road as long as they do. Like,
yeah,
you don't. You don't need it. You're investing in these guys, but you're being a detriment to them as well. Your investment is not going to pay off.
It can't be that much fucking money. Like, how much money is the house show fucking loop? I mean, they're making money, obviously, but they don't even need it. And I've always never understood. Maybe you do it in seasons. Like, hey, you have a week. You know, this weekend we're doing, or you know, for the next month, every weekend we're running house shows, but then you're off again. You know,
it's like those Japan tours that people used to do back in the day. They go over to Japan for 6 weeks, and they tour. You know what I mean? You could do the same kind of deal in America with the WWE, and it's like you're hitting little clusters for a month. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to do the East Coast this month, then we're going to take a month off. We'll do the West Coast next month.
Yeah, maybe it's just like they pay them this much. They're like, well, they feel like they've got to get.
Man, they only pay them like $100,000 a year for the most part, you know, unless you're like some star.
Right? You know, they feel like they got to get their money's worth out of it or something. You know, it's like, fucking just let people work the show, you know, fuck it. Like, give people time off. We've talked about that before, too, where guys should get, you shouldn't be on all year. You should get 3 months off.
Yeah.
And sporadic, should. Like, if it's like you work a couple months, you have a month off or whatever it is, because there's plenty of people who need to fucking go away for a while.
Oh, you're fucking right. You're goddamn right. And it's just a shame that the only way they can go away is if they get injured. Right? Yeah. And the worst thing about that is you don't get closure with them going away because they just got injured and disappeared. Like, you could do an injury angle or a firing angle or, he quits, goes away for 3 months, comes back from the crowd, beats the shit out of somebody. You could do a lot of good things.
If you present something that's engaging, though, you wouldn't even need to do that. Some guy loses a match on a pay-per-view, and if on Monday night, the next day, you're coming out with new shit, interesting shit, here's some new angles, you're not even going to be like, whoa, where the fuck is Randy Orton? You know what I mean? It's not going to fucking matter because people are going to be interested in what's coming up.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just think about the fact, did you, Joe, I saw something like Joe attacking Ty Dillinger before the show this week, the show went on the air. And it's like, Samoa Joe, he's on that show. They're doing jack shit with Samoa Joe. I don't understand.
To me, Samoa Joe, have you seen the graphic that they're the Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Hell in a Cell graphic that has been leaked around? Like, I don't know how true that is because, Photoshop's one hell of a program. I can make that. But, and just say I found it on the internet, guys, that leaked. But,
right.
I mean, to me, that's where you need to go. And the rumor is that they want to keep the title on AJ Styles because Vince is really high on AJ Styles. But
I feel like it's pretty cold at this point. It is. I mean, I don't know. It maybe is. Just the whole show is not engaging. The angles aren't engaging. So maybe that's part of it, too. But he's had it for a while. Nothing new.
No, you're right. But we've also had the same feud with AJ Styles since January with Nakamura when he won the Royal Rumble. So, I mean, it's going to be stale if you can't leave your bread out for weeks and expect it not to go hard and stale. Right.
You could really spice him up by putting Gallows and Anderson with him.
You could. You put Gallows and Anderson with them, and you got yourself a little club. You got some heaters behind them.
Just have them face still, too, because those guys are funny as fuck. They'd be entertaining as shit together.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe remember when the little bit of time they were, what came of it? Beat up John Cena? That was funny for a week or two.
Right, but they'll get that line and say, okay, that's all we need now. We're going to say beat up John Cena for 3 months.
Yeah.
Because we need to sell t-shirts, as many t-shirts as possible, right, guys? Fuck.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about from the G1 special other than our top three?
Those are the three main matches. Obviously, the Young Bucks and Sonata and Evil was a fantastic match. They told a good story.
Yeah.
I mean, Okada looked happy. He wasn't wearing his robe. He was all fucking good. He's going around with a red balloon with a smiley face on it. And that's got to be because Okada doesn't have to spearhead these shows anymore. He doesn't have to be the main event. He can just have fun.
Dude, yeah, he gets to go out and I'm going to go out and do this little fucking tag thing. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, he's happy as shit. I say leave him, man.
Let him do his thing. Let his body recuperate. He's going to be in the G1. He's not in the G1. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's in the G1.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he has a match against Jay White the first night or something like that.
Right.
So he's obviously going to be giving his all in the G1 because he's Okada. That's just the way he works. He's going to go balls out, but at the same time, he doesn't need to win this G1. I feel he needs to rebuild himself now. He was the greatest champion of all time. Now he has to come back and be better than the greatest champion of all time. So now he has to rebuild himself. I say put him against Tanahashi. Rekindle that feud. Just be like, okay, you want to rebuild yourself, see if you can still beat Tanahashi.
You
know what I mean? Have to put that on Kingdom, right? You can put that on a Kings of Pro Wrestling. You can put that anywhere. I wouldn't want to see that on Wrestle Kingdom again. We've seen that five out of the last 8 years, but we don't need.
I also feel like Okada needs. He needs new shit. He needs a completely new thing, but he needs an evolution, man. He needs to, aside from the robe and the falling money and all that shit, he needs to come up with something new.
I agree. And maybe that is where they might be going with this. Maybe a balloon is his new thing.
My new thing, carry red balloon.
Yes, red balloon, 99 red balloons. It was Stu right there.
Stu trying to do fucking Japanese impression.
Well, I figured that some guy wanted to know my thoughts on the Bret Hart and Martha situation on Twitter, and that Tyler Fudge guy, he got a hold of me up here on Cloud 69, and I heard he called somebody a cunty poo, but Owen agrees with him, so fuck you. Martha's a hooter, and Brett's no better. I wouldn't believe either one of them because they both lie their ass off. You know how many times I caught Brett in a cookie jar and he blamed poor old Davy boy for putting the steroids in there and stuff? It was bad news, but I'm going to go continue fucking my wife Helen, and we're gonna make little heart babies here in heaven, and I'm going to send them down on earth, and they're gonna stretch you out, Jim. Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Stu Hart. Doodle. The world needs you a fucking another heart. A new young heart.
Yeah, and not Teddy Hart.
Teddy's fucking getting his shit together, man. He's showing up to shows and stuff.
Sure. But like, I can show up and be on time for work. Doesn't mean I'm a model employee. You know what I mean? But like, I've watched some shoot interviews with Teddy Hart, man, and he's still the same Teddy Hart. He's still got an agenda. He's on these shoot interviews trying to be really nice and suck everybody's dick. That's basically what he's doing because he's burnt so many bridges. And this is just what he has to do now to get work. His matches
are Teddy Hart's fucking awesome, though.
Well, yeah, he can do awesome things, but his matches aren't good.
No, but I'm saying, like, okay, yeah. But as a character, well, he's not even a character because it's actually him. He's an interesting fucking character. He's like a legit fucking crazy person. It's awesome.
He is. He's batshit crazy. And I would love to see Teddy Hart prosper because it's a story that we've all watched for years. Teddy Hart being a fucking idiot. But I mean,
maybe he should. He's probably just get check in for CTE, man.
Oh, for sure, man. Like he says he's never done any drugs outside of weed. I don't believe that at all. Look at it, man, the way he looks at stuff, just like, dude, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Something happened to you.
From the G1 special, anything else? I didn't really have any. There's nothing else of merit.
I mean, like, you had your nondescript match, like Ishii and Yano against Suzuki and Saber. You know, that was okay. Somebody also wanted
Suzuki
to know
and Ishii was Saber, fucking. But
he wouldn't answer that question. He thought he was gay, so.
I thought Suzuki and Ishii was obviously awesome.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And I like Yano in it, too. I love Yano. I think Yano's great. I like him in where he needs to be. You know what I mean? Like his G1 roles where he just plays that comedic match. I like that.
Yeah. Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
Fair enough. And then we had Hangman Page Skrull against Tanahashi Kushida. Again, it was you know, a good match. But I mean, it's not building to nothing, or nothing that I know of, anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got.
There you go. From there, what should we move into?
Move into the
week in WWE, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I mean,
I guess.
It blew.
You know, fucking blew.
There was nothing good, especially for a go home show. You know what I mean? Like, remember when we were kids, Jim? Or sorry, I was a kid. You were a teenager, maybe.
Yeah.
But when go home shows happened, they were a big deal.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, what's this pay per view we got in 5 days?
Oh, right.
Yeah. We all know you guys are all gonna watch it, so we're not gonna even bother building.
It's the lowest rated Raw ever,
and hopefully it just gets lower and lower and lower because this needs to stop.
Dude, it's so fucking bad.
It is.
And not even against anything. It's not a holiday. It's not against anything.
No, I'd like to see people's excuses, you know what I mean, for this show. And like, because it's always, you know, if you bring up the argument that WWE's ratings are falling and falling and falling and that it's a bad sign, you got all these people. Yeah, well, look all the money they're making. It's like, yeah, sure. But you look at Papa John's, their approval rating is abysmal. But I bet you they make all kinds of money.
Yeah.
Right?
I still like Papa John's pizza.
Dude, I fucking love it. That and their garlic aiolis fucking dipping sauce they got. Fuck yes.
I worked at Papa John's for like six months delivering pizza. Yeah.
Would you steal slices of pizzas out of people's pizza?
No, but I ate a fuckload of pizza. That's for damn sure.
You did. I would too, man. It's like I'm at Papa John's. Oh, I got to go deliver this. Can I get a pizza to go and I'll just snack on it on the way?
Yeah, right. You just eat pizza all day, every day.
Hey, man. Nothing wrong with that, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. Whatever. But yeah, this show, I don't really have anything to say about Raw. I hated it.
I did too.
Raw sucks, and I don't fucking like it. So
yeah, they're doing the same story over and over again. The last month of Raw has been Rollins and Ziggler. That's it. And how many times?
And then this Reigns and Lashley shit.
Yeah, I mean it's a pull apart. You know, it's the same nondescript pull apart WWE does all the time.
Oh, fucking Paul Heyman wrote this segment. Big fucking deal. I've seen it a zillion fucking times. It first sucks. Off, I don't care.
Tell me now, Jim, what makes this segment different than every other pull apart WWE has done?
Nothing.
No. So therefore, what in the fuck did Paul Heyman contribute? Nothing.
I don't know.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah, nothing at all.
If you want to put your name behind it, do something different.
The angle is nothing. It's like Reigns a dickhead and wouldn't tag him in, and they lost a couple matches because of Reigns being a dickhead.
Yeah, and so, now Bobby lost a smile, and he doesn't smile no more. He just kicked ass.
I just don't know, dude.
It's just so fucking retarded. Fucking
dumb, yeah. But other than that, I mean, really looking at it, honestly, I don't even care.
I mean, we had just random women's tag matches. Mojo Rawley beat No Way Jose again.
There were six matches on the whole show.
Bo Dallas versus Matt Hardy was a match. Fuck me. Right? And then we had, you know, it was just Constable Corbin in his suit. And it's all kinds of Constable Corbin, sorry, and Elias singing. What did they sing?
Oh my God, dude. It's Itsy Bitsy Balor, dude.
Yes. Like, come on, man. Like, this is it's gotta go away.
Well, this
it's
gotta go. I wonder why the fucking ratings are low. But yeah, like, you know, BT was talking about a friend over at Shooting the Shiznit podcast. Check him out. about his mom, you know, she's, you know, I imagine an elderly woman.
Yeah.
That she watched always, all the time, fucking as habit. And this week she said she didn't watch. And it was like, I think that tells quite the story.
To me, that, because you know what, let's face it, WWE's audience is the old people. You know what I mean? Like, that is their.
That's
main
all kinds
audience.
Of people, but I'm just saying, if somebody who watched it this long all the time, every single week, said fuck it,
yeah,
and the ratings happen to be the lowest, I know a lot of people are jumping off, man. A lot of people are like, fuck this show.
Yeah,
they don't even watch it anymore. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't watch it if I didn't have to, because it's awful.
If it was up to me, this show wouldn't have Raw or SmackDown on.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do, though?
Exactly.
We're going to, like, how many people want to tune into, like, you know, Tyler and Jim. Tyler and Jim's New Japan Lucha Underground is great. Happy fun time hour.
It would make my life so much easier. But I don't know how that would equate to viewers. So
yeah, and these matches too are just the same shit again, right?
Yeah.
You know, Bo and Matt. Well, I mean, was it a tag match or was it just a single? I don't even remember.
Just a singles.
Okay, so we've seen Matt versus one of them. He's lost to all of them over the last month. He's lost, you know, repeatedly. Mm-hmm. And like Liv Morgan defeated by Ember Moon again. What about last week was not deciding on this?
Yeah, right. You know? To me, it's
No Way Jose also did not have his entrance. So you know this deal, right? We've seen this one before where these guys come up and they get booked like fuck. They don't get over. And then like, oh, Adam Rose lost his entrance now. He's got no more fucking rosebuds, or he doesn't get entrances. No Way Jose had no entrance here.
And you know what, man? I'm sure he did his Congo line during a commercial break. And to me, as long as the crowd sees it, I'm cool. I don't need to see that Congo line ever again. But it does say a lot to how they view No Way Jose.
Yeah. Really, if you're looking for a good like rundown of the experience of this show, just go over to Wrestling Soup. Joe Numbers went to this show. He had he had VIP luxury box fucking tickets, and he just runs it down. I mean, it's just awful. Yeah, so he is a really good account of being at this show. So I would say, like, well, at least you were at the lowest rated Raw of all time, but that's going to be probably. Well, it probably will be, actually, because after the pay-per-view, it'll probably tick up a little bit.
Actually, you're probably right.
So this could stand maybe for a month.
There's a lot of competition next week, Jim. A lot of competition. I can't remember what it is, but there's a lot because I'm not a huge American sports fan. There's a lot going on next week that will interfere with Raw and SmackDown, or maybe just SmackDown. So who knows, man? If they don't generate a lot of talking with throughout the in circles about the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, it could be another lowest of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be bad.
Like, it was lower than the Trump Clinton debate. It was lower than everything. Everything. Yeah. And it had nothing to. It's so bad. Like, this is abysmal. And SmackDown was not much better.
Yeah. I mean, I'm done with the Raw. SmackDown, yeah. I mean, it's just not really much either. I don't know. I hate to be like, fuck hell, it's fucking sucks, but it sucks, dude.
The only thing that I continue to like on SmackDown is Daniel Bryan's portrayal of you know, him and Kane. Right, like when calling out Kane for quoting NSYNC, I thought that was fucking hilarious. And then when that's where me and you differ. I thought that was fucking funny, but it's not what he says; it's how he says it. Like, I don't know. That's really the only thing I like on SmackDown. It's not even the same portion. Daniel Bryan,
like a 50-year-old guy. Talking about NSYNC and shit. I don't know.
What's really ironic about it, though, is Kane was always the monster, right? And now he's like this geeky, nerdy old man as Kane. Mm-hmm. it's so weird. But I don't know. It's got a little bit of charm to it for me.
I mean, you're, dude, Nakamura and Styles.
Again. And guess what, Jim? Another DQ.
Oh, fuck. Of course it's another DQ. Yeah. The only good thing here was like Rusev was on commentary.
Rusev was very good on commentary. All the pumping iron references really popped me.
He interferes. It's a DQ. Hardy down for the save. I don't know why.
Okay. I don't know either. AJ, maybe he's trying to get AJ Styles back for when he hurt AJ Styles' feelings by going into the ring all coked out like a Sting. So he's like, oh, I got to get AJ Styles back.
And then Paige comes out and sets up a tag match. So we're just rolling from that into a tag match. So
and it's whatever. I'll give you the God's honest truth. I skipped that tag match because
Rusev pins Hardy, and Hardy just has lost, dude. Like I ran it down one week on here. He loses every single thing since he won the belt. He wins the belt and then lose. So stupid, man. They just don't care. They'll just beat him all the fucking time. Whatever. For a while, he was using like losing one-on-one non-title tag matches or non-title singles matches too.
It's the state of the WWE.
Asuka Ellsworth, he ends up spraying her in the eyes with something. Like, fuck, dude.
I would imagine that's going to play a part in the pay-per-view match this weekend. That hairspray or whatever the fuck it is.
But oh god,
who knows?
He'll go to spray Asuka and accidentally spray Carmella or something.
Well, like it's a Ellsworth is in a shark cage, and we all know how those always end.
Dude, since they fucking built that latest shark cage, like, well, we did that shark cage, so just keep using it. And it's like someone's like, hey, use that fucking shark cage.
Yeah, we need to sell more shark cage toys.
It's like everywhere. I think it's dumb. Sin Cara gets defeated by Andrade.
Andrade finally made his way back to TV.
In a fun match.
I love
it. I don't know who agented this match. Did you find an issue with the agenting? I did.
Well, like there was you talking about like the kind of moves they did, because like they directly stole the Lee Takahashi double foot stomp to the outside.
No, I'm talking about like it's they gave Sin Cara a bunch.
Way too much.
It was
much.
Like they were trying to. It's like they were trying to showcase him.
Yeah.
Not Andrade.
Exactly. Jim. That is weird. The full thing that went through my mind because I texted you after I watched that match and I was like, man, yeah. I'm a fan of Sin Cara. But what I didn't say is that's the not what I should be feeling after that match. It should be holy fuck, I'm a fan of Cien Almas. But no, yeah. No, you made Sin Cara. What you did was you elevated Sin Cara and made Andrade lowered, and which was the exact opposite of what you wanted to do. And man, it's fuck, man. Like how can you do this? Like why? Like I don't get it. Makes no sense. There's no sense to be made of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But it was a good match. So, well, what can we say?
I guess.
Was fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it the hell out of it.
Yeah, are you going to enjoy seeing it again?
Because you know we're going to see it again, Jim.
Oh yeah, on Sunday.
Oh seriously, that's a yeah. Match on Sunday.
Yeah, they added it to the pre-show.
Why? There's not one instance has Sin Cara came out the victor in any time that they have ever met. But
there's like 10 matches on the main card for that show.
I will say it here. I will not watch that show live.
Oh, fuck no. I have a
fucking chance.
No, dude, you can piss off with that shit. Yeah. It's bad. Oh, did you see Kane had Pyro at the end?
Oh, he did too.
Yeah.
All that Fox money's paying off, eh?
Like, all right, well, we'll go out there and do one firework.
Well, I mean, Kane has that whole raising the arms thing has just been stupid since they got rid of the pyro. It just doesn't make sense. It's like, what's he doing? Turning the lights on? Undertaker did that in 93.
Yep.
Ooh, you can turn a dial knob. Good for you.
Are we previewing fucking Extreme Rules?
I mean, we might as well. We've already gotten there.
My Extreme Rules predictions, disappointment.
Yes. Disappointment, anger, and sadness all so rolled up into one.
Andrade will defeat Sin Cara. New Day are taking on Sanity in a tables match on the pre-show, which like this match would be awesome somewhere on the show.
Yeah.
But it's going to be on the pre-show, so it's not going to get the time. It's not going to be cool. I don't understand. Why do we have to watch some of these other matches in here? Why is Finn Balor and Baron Corbin on the main fucking show and not this?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. There's no story behind Finn Balor and Baron Corbin other than the fact that Baron Corbin put Balor's name instead of Spider in a song. But that's it. And that's the extent of WWE feuds these days. Or Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens, who, come on now, like, a steel cage match where the focus is the guy has to run away and escape. That's how you're going to combat Kevin Owens trying to run away. You put him in a match where the object is to run away. Good job.
He might not be able to crawl out, though, if he's afraid of heights this week.
Fuck. You're right.
He probably will be afraid of heights again. Because it just, goes at random. So this could be a good match, but it's on the pre-show, so probably not. Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax.
Extreme Rules match, Jim.
Why?
I don't know. Why not, I guess, eh? Fuck.
Because it's the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Extreme Rules should not be a pay-per-view.
No. Definitely not.
TLC should not be a pay-per-view.
Hell in a Cell should not be a pay-per-view. No,
all three of those.
Yeah. Royal Rumble should, yeah. Money in the Bank, yes.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a Hell in a Cell, you would be so much better off being surprised and having the Hell in a Cell match come into a feud that deserves it, not having a feud plopped into a Hell in a Cell match because this month is Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. It's fucked up, dude. If you go back to the Raw thing just briefly, he kind of gets into Joe Numbers got into detail about like how they present the show live. And it's awful, dude. They really have lost their fucking way.
Like, what do you mean by, like, what did they do live? Like, I don't
They just play commercials when there's commercials. Oh, yeah. You went to these things, right?
Yeah. That's why I was wondering if it was different from what I've seen. Is like, you get these weird videos, everything goes dark, the wrestler stands in the ring, we watch a video with the wrestler.
Yeah.
Then we come back and the lights come on and his music is playing and he pretends like he hasn't stopped doing it. They'll tell you, like, the announcer get on the mic and be like, hey, just so you know, we're back from commercial in 10, 9. It's like, man, like, this is taking me out of everything.
Just awful. Yeah, just the show's not entertaining, dude. What is entertaining about this shit? I don't know.
Raw, nothing.
I not want to fucking go. That Raw show ends. Oh, anyway, moving on. What else we got here?
We got the Bludgeon Brothers taking on Team Hell No.
Yeah.
Which, again, another... Like, sure, Luke Harper and Daniel Bryan could have a hell of a match. But you add Roman and Kane, and, well, I mean, you're adding Roman and Kane, so self-explanatory.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I don't. I think the Bludgeons retain here.
I would imagine so. I don't see the point on having Daniel Bryan win that title, especially right away. To me, it's a better story for a chase.
I think The Miz is going to get involved.
Probably, yeah. But I mean, yeah. We heard from Daniel Bryan himself. He doesn't even think they can do it.
No, they can't. What else we got?
We've got Jeff Hardy and Nakamura, which I would imagine Nakamura becomes the champion because that's just what makes sense.
It's not going to do anything.
No.
I mean, not going to matter anymore.
You know how Vince loves a foreign heel to be the U.S. champion.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. Then we've got the Deleter Worlds and the B team. I'm not going to watch that match. And
who gives a fuck? That's where the tag team division is on that show.
Yeah.
No Revival, AOP on this show either. Nope. On Raw, by the way. Or on the pay-per-view.
Let's not give you what you want. Let's just give you what you've seen for years and years and years. So fuck you.
I mean, we're not even, some of these, we're not even picking. I just don't even care enough to think about it. Like, I wonder who we are. I don't even care.
The whole point of picking a show is it only works when there's logic in the show. When there's no logic in a show, you can do whatever the fuck you want and there's no rhyme or reason. What's the fun in picking something that's a crapshoot? It's like being like, hey, I'll give you $20 if you get 3 of the lottery numbers right tonight. Okay. Like, fuck, man. Like, it's just the same thing.
Oh, shit. Jeff, Balor, Corbin, don't give a fuck at all about that.
No, none. No fucks to be given.
Reigns, I'm going to go with Balor win.
Oh, yeah. Balor wins, I would imagine. Reigns and Lashley, is this a number one contenders match?
No.
They haven't announced nothing, right?
Yeah. How could Roman Reigns even be in that position at this point?
I don't know.
How many times is this guy supposed to lose to, like, Brock Lesnar?
Well, it's even got.
I don't even feel like you can even. I don't feel like you could even really do another Reigns versus Lesnar match.
I definitely
like, without it being it. Like, you're committing suicide, pretty basically by doing that. You're doubling down on stupidity if you do that again. Even if, like, Reigns wins this time, oh my god, yeah. it's fucking. I can't even, dude.
I'm holding out hope that SummerSlam will come, Reigns will win the title, Braun Strowman will cash in, and Braun Strowman will be the champion. I really hope. That's got to be it. It really has to be, doesn't it?
Doesn't Lashley Lesnar seem like way more fucking interesting to everybody?
Then
like,
what?
I'm not saying like, oh, Lashley Lesnar is going to be awesome, but it's more interesting than Reigns and Lesnar.
Oh, of course. Of course. But I mean, it's only going to be so good. Lashley's not a great wrestler. He's just strong. No. But I mean, he's like Burberry says, he's Kohlberg.
I go with Reigns because Reigns must pose. I never pick against Reigns.
No, you'd be a fool to bet against Reigns.
It's like good Cena isn't a fucking move. Just go Cena.
Yeah. We've got a 30-minute Iron Man match between Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins.
Jesus Christ, man.
I know.
Does this have to be 30? I'm not watching this. I don't give a fuck. 30 minutes. Why?
You've seen this match already so many times.
There's 12, including the pre-show, there are 12 matches on this show.
Yeah.
What's the point of this? There's been no build to this being a 30-minute match. You know, like if there's a 30-minute match, you know, you'd have to have time limits. And maybe if you have a time limit draw, okay, then that's how you build to it. But yeah, they don't even have time limits anymore, the silly motherfuckers.
The only build that they're doing is that they've been trading wins. That's it. And it's already loosely based about trading wins, but like it's an Iron Man match works so much better if, again, like you said, there was a time limit draw or bullshit like that, or you know, this guy won by a count out here, you know, that way the count out counts in the overall of the match. But I mean, dude, an Iron Man match in a show with fucking, what is it, 1800 matches on it? Like, man, yeah, that's too much. It's like putting an Iron Man match on WrestleMania. It makes no sense.
I wonder if they'll each win one and then it'll come down to the third one.
Oh, I wonder. And then
as time expires,
gets involved.
Oh, yeah, because he beat Rollins.
Man, like how?
I was like, surely Rollins will beat him here because you wouldn't actually do it this way.
But Jim, you put too much faith into the WWE.
Fucking A. What else is left on here? Let's get this. Carmella and Asuka.
Yeah, fuck. We've talked enough about Carmella and Asuka. The main event, Jim, I never thought that I would say this because of being a huge fan of Rusev, but the main event is AJ Styles versus Rusev. And what a way to make nobody give a fuck about your show.
Yeah, you're way too late on. I've always said that before, right? You're way too late on the Rusev thing, and you didn't actually do anything to build it. You just went from like 0 to 100.
Like, yeah, like we said this, I believe, last week. They just gave him the Jinder Mahal treatment, and look where Jinder Mahal is now.
All right.
Rusev will be there in a few months. Because they're going to put Rusev in there. He's not going to draw the eyes that they thought he would at the beginning because, you know, they waited too goddamn long. And then he'll just be finding his inner peace with his little Maharaja buddy there and getting pictures taken and just being weird.
Oh, yeah, Jinder. Yeah, he's like stole Matt Sydal's gimmick. I forgot to mention that. He was doing that on the house show when he came here.
Oh, was he? Matt Sydal does that so much better on Impact. I watched. Because, I mean, I watched some of Impact this week, and I thought it was pretty good, and I would like to continue watching it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What else we got? Is that it?
I'm just going to do a quick look here.
Lord Strowman Owens.
Strowman and Owens. Yeah, we talked about that, because Steel Cage match, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Fuck it.
Like a fucking, it's going to be like some 4.5 hour show.
Oh, yeah, you know it will be. 4.5.
It's the big dog. Fuck. I'm not going to spend my Sunday night watching it, I don't think.
No.
I usually like to start late. I like start later on, and then I can skip a lot of shit. But what am I skipping to would be the question.
Yeah. No, the one match that looks really good on paper, in my opinion, is Rollins and Ziggler. There's a big problem with it, though, and that's that we've seen this match for like every week for the past 5 weeks.
The match I'm most interested in, honestly, is Sanity and New Day in a tables match from the pre-show.
And it's only going to be a 10-minute match on the pre-show, probably.
Yeah.
With like six table spots in that 10 minutes.
And like six commercials.
Oh.
Then again, getting hot tonight.
I was like, where have I heard that song before?
Exactly, dude. Yeah, exactly. Fuck this. Fuck the WWE.
Yes. How about I play a nondescript music and we'll go into a next segment?
Okay. This Lucha Underground.
What do you think of Lucha Underground? Not lost his music. I thought Lucha Underground was pretty good. You know, Cage and Mil Muertes as the main event. It worked. The three-way, pitting the trios champions against each other for Aztec Medallion. I didn't really like the stipulation to it, but whatever. I mean, you can't win them all.
Yeah, Sacrificio, this episode is called.
Yes, they sacrifice another guy that I don't give a fuck about. aka Cortez Castro.
And is that it then?
Yeah, he's done. He's gone. He's got to be. Because he's sacrificed. He's dead. The gods ate him, Jim.
Yeah. Unless they come back as like fucking undead shells or something.
Oh, yeah. Just like those WWE figures. The WWE zombie figures. Brock yeah, Lesnar yeah. has like 18 arms.
Oh, God. Bang. He's sacrificed by Matanza. I like the Evil East Joey Ryan match. I thought that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was.
I like Evil East doing the chest hair toss. That's fucking great.
I just one thing I don't like is Evil East's hair. There's too much red. What is she, Eva Marie?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I think she's fucking hot. I think
she's hot too. But I like
Rod's colored hair.
Well, I mean, I like some color. I don't like red though. I'm not a fan of that red hair. I like a traditional red hair, but not bright red. And maybe it's because of Eva Marie. Maybe Eva Marie just ruined it for me.
Yeah, I like that Antonio set up that the three-way with the trios champs. And it's interesting that Mac and Havoc both get a medallion because Killshot. So if you're pinned, you don't get shit.
Yeah.
But everyone else gets one. So
yeah,
I thought it was an interesting stip.
It's an interesting stip, but we're getting very close to participation awards in wrestling, and that's not something we need.
Yeah, and Killshot here, too, it kind of works to build, like, Killshot's kind of going heel. Yeah. I don't know what.
He's been hinting at that all season, how he's had a different, you know, his character has changed since he killed Dante Fox.
Yeah, right, that match with the shit.
Yeah.
Well, here, you can hear it on pay-per-view take two.
Oh, really?
Where I turned Jared into a believer on that one, yeah.
Which you guys did that episode?
Ultimate Lucha? Killshot. Yeah. Killshot. Months ago. Killshot and AR Fox. Yeah, three stages of hell.
Yep. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I was also a huge fan of the White Rabbit Tribe going down into that acid trip of a house to see Killer Cross.
Yeah.
I will say this. I seen a Killer Cross segment on Impact, and this Killer Cross segment here. The fucking guy can talk.
Yeah.
He can talk really well. I don't know what his work is like, but I found, especially being such a Twin Peaks fan, this whole deal with them going down the rabbit hole or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It was so Twin Peaks-y, and I fucking loved it. As you know, like Twin Peaks has the little midget going around, they got their midget following them around. So great,
in like
man.
The tree root cage. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, yeah,
and it's like a tree cage.
I was like, am I watching a Joel Schumacher Batman film? Is that Bane in a cage next to Killer Cross? Like, what the fuck is going on?
It's still Masquerita. It's the same guy, but he's like a dark version of him.
Is
I guess
what that is.
Well, I don't think it's the same character, but I bet the same guy is playing that character.
It makes so much sense, though. It makes so much sense.
But yeah, they ask, I guess, who is he? The White Rabbit, the real White Rabbit.
Yeah.
Like what, you know, what they want and or what he wants. And he says, you know, you have to kill the man who brought him here. And then we get this like Paul London slow-mo with like epic classical music of playing, just bludgeoning the little man, like just buckets of blood splashing up on him and shit. Like,
it was
what
so
the
fucking
fuck?
Good. I loved it. I thought that was the best ending to any Lucha Underground episode I've ever seen. And I believe it's the first time we've seen the Rabbit Tribe this season. So, and what a fucking debut that was, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm interested, man. We'll see what happens with Killer Cross. I know like Jared's a big fan. He was saying like, I'm going to start, you know, maybe I have to start watching Lucha now that he's going to be on there.
See, so. I've never heard of him until now, but I mean,
I guess, yeah, some of those guys have been following him on the way up here, but yeah, that's pretty much the gender guy. I thought it was awesome. If you are not watching some of these other wrestling shows, now that we've gotten the shitty WWE out of the way, we can talk about all these other great wrestling shows. You need to watch these. If you don't give up on wrestling.
No,
just give up on WWE.
There's no reason you're not actually a fan of wrestling. If the WWE turns you off from all of it, don't know what
just
real
stop.
Wrestling actually is.
Stop watching it because, you know, you're listening to podcasts. I'll tell you about what happens. You come back here, baby.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how fucking shitty Raw was.
Exactly.
Spend the time you would watch Raw and watch fucking Lucha Underground. Or maybe you could watch Impact or NXT. Yeah. Let's talk about it in NXT. Was there anything you want to talk about here?
I mean, the Mustache Mountain match with Undisputed was great.
They dropped the title belts here.
Yeah, which I knew was coming because that got spoiled for me. But I was not expecting it this soon.
Yeah, it seemed like we'll just put it on these guys to pop the fucking crowd over here. And then, I don't know. I get it. But at the same point, I feel like they are a fucking great tag team.
You know what, though? They built up Mustache Mountain in a way that they couldn't have done without doing this angle. And that's having Trent Seven never tap out to that leg lock.
Yeah.
And
They really told a good story there.
Yeah, they did. They did. And I thought it was great, man. You've got a surefire NXT TakeOver Brooklyn is going to have the same too, and I would imagine, because you can't just, that can't be your rubber match there. You got to go and have another one, especially after that finish.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. It's a good call. Other than that, I mean, you know, Cole and Danny Burch had a good match. Yeah. I really liked Cole won that. Vanessa Bourne, so hot. Oh,
Jim, I'm in love with her. I may start stalking her.
She loses to Kairi Sane.
Oh, and that's another person I would stalk to. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. She's talking about she wants the belt. I feel like we need to get on with it. Put the belt on her. Fuck this Shayna Baszler guy. He shouldn't even have the women's belt. It's a goddamn outrage.
It's a fucking travesty.
You got anything else on NXT?
NXT? No, it was pretty by the numbers NXT show. But think about the matches we've seen this week, Jim. And New Japan, we had four or five fantastic matches on New Japan. So somehow narrowed that down to a top three. Then NXT has those Adam Cole, Danny Burch, and then Mustache Mountain and Undisputed, which are both really good matches. And then Lucha Underground had Brian Cage and Mil Muertes, which was a balls-to-the-wall match. And
dude, fucking a Haas fight, man.
Awesome. Yes, I love Haas fights, man. Don't want them every week, but you get me one every now and then, fucking fall for it every time.
Also, Katrina in red since she came back to life.
Right. It's going to happen, man. Some point in time, if Lucha Underground doesn't get canceled at some point in time, we'll know that Tala Fudge is right and she's Dario's
lady
mother.
In red is dancing with me.
Who sings that again?
Lady, I have no idea. In red. You're like, fuck, she is so hot. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I know. Especially now. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I really liked her in the half-naked dominatrix getup. Chris DeBerg. Do you want to hear it? That's who sings Lady in Red.
Oh, yeah. Throw it on.
Can you hear it?
Yeah,
baby. Anyways.
What? What are we doing with this, though?
I don't know. Maybe this could be our Islands in the Stream this time. But no. There was one other match that I failed to talk about. That was Balls to the Wall. And that was on Impact this week.
Yeah, man. How much Impact did you watch? Just the main?
I was pressed for time, so I was looking for the main. And while looking for the main, there were a couple spots that I could not help but watch. Like the Killer Cross bit, the Matt Sydal promo. And even though it was Madison Rain, I knew where they were going with it. So I wanted to see that and where she's going with Allie and then the Demon Bunny.
Yeah. So in the beginning of the show, King and the new, I guess they're just called OG, but they're the OG LAX. They challenge the current LAX to a 51-50 street fight. That's going to be awesome.
Yes, it will be. And I would imagine that's going to be a Slammiversary.
I imagine.
Which is, do you know, shaping up to be a show that I would like to watch.
Oh, yeah. Do you know who Shotzi Blackheart is?
Yes, I do. I used to watch Hood Slam. And she used to be in Hood
Slam.
She
cuts the dumbest fucking promo backstage.
I'm not surprised.
And barks like a dog at the end. She's just like trying way too hard. And she's got every gimmick. She's got a helmet with horns. And she's got a coat. She's got a fucking flag. And she's got a green hair. And she fucking does like 47 different poses on the ramp and like 900 poses in the ring. And it's like, holy fuck, man. It's got it. Everything. And she's everything. Everything.
She's not even that good of a wrestler.
Yeah. Allie wins. Post-match, she gets attacked by Tessa Blanchard. So,
did you hear that Tessa Blanchard's signed a long-term deal with Impact?
There you go. There's this bullshit with, you know, that's one thing I don't like about Impact right now. Aries. I fucking can't stand this guy. I don't want to see him anymore.
He's an acquired taste, that's for sure.
It's weird because, like, behind him in WWE, it goes, right? Like, leaves there and it's like...
Well, I mean, it's just, I don't know. There's something about Austin Aries that...
How are you trying to tell me Austin Aries and Moose is anything? That's your big fucking title feud? I don't know.
Especially going in the Slammiversary?
Yeah, dude. Yes, it doesn't do it for me. Aries lays out D'Angelo Williams, who fucking shouldn't even be on the show, but whatever.
Now, there's one thing to say, that his only wrestling match was a good match for a guy who's never wrestled before.
Yeah.
But he's not a wrestler.
Eli Drake defeats Grado.
Dummy. Oh my. That sounds like a barn burner.
While Joe Hendry watches. After match, Hendry and Drake kind of fucking get into it. So that's going to be the upcoming feud as well. I think that's cool. Hendry and Drake, I could get behind that.
You got two guys that can talk their asses off. They can build that feud really well.
Dude, I'm just going to say it. I fucking like Eli Drake. I don't even care that he's like a shitty rock ripoff. I like him, dude.
He can talk. He can fucking talk. When I was watching the Impact, he was one of the highlights. Me, man. Yeah.
You know?
Hell, yeah, or tell me, yeah.
When he stands in there and he's got the button and shit, it's entertaining.
It is. It is. He's a good dick. He might not be a great worker, but he can talk, and it really just outshines. It makes him look bigger and more of a star.
So I was trying to figure this out. Somebody was mentioning this in the group as well. Does it seem like Lucha Underground, at least, I don't know if they're just ripping off the style or if somebody is helping them or what's happening, because a lot of the shit on this show is very Lucha Underground. This Killer Cross thing, the whole thing with Sue Young is like super Lucha Underground.
I really think it all boils down to the broken mat stuff that they really hit on last year. And I think they're trying to get lightning in a bottle again by going that route again. You know, the macabre stuff really worked for them with, what were they called? Abyss in them and Rosemary Decay.
Decay.
So that worked out well for them. That was, you know, they were a good group. I liked them. You got, you know, what's her name again? Sue Young. She's a great character. Awesome character. She's a good worker. Her titty fell out in a match a little while ago. That was cool.
The Killer Cross vignette was filmed really fucking cool,
wasn't it though? It really was. I thought that the effects they had on that was dope. I didn't get to see any of the Sue Young stuff this week.
Did you see? Oh, dude, it's like she's following around. I don't even know who is that bitch.
Oh, Madison Rain. That's Sue Young. Okay,
Madison Rain.
I didn't know if that was Allie. Because Allie's gone all demonish too, right?
After the show ends this week, after the match, they have a closing video of she's being surrounded by corpse undead brides.
Yeah.
And then you get like a jump scare of Sue Young at the end. Like close up coming at the camera. It's like, holy fuck.
they're doing something right. They're doing something right. And I'm actually excited to watch it in full next week. Cause you know, if I get the time, I
watch the show live. Cause there is way too much bullshit. I mean, this show could be an hour.
I might be in the minority for this, but all wrestling shows should be an hour.
Well, I mean, it's like fine if you want to do that, but don't show me an entire old match on the show. That's fucking weird.
It is. It is.
And they did it again this week. I forget.
They've been doing that for like 2 years, and I don't know why. Oh, yeah. Nobody's ever.
They don't have enough shit.
No. Well, yeah. Have a shorter show. Boom. Done. You know what I mean?
Make it an hour and a half. I mean, it doesn't matter.
No. It's only like hour and a half. Whoop de doo if somebody's got to put on a half an hour show after. You can't find yourself in a half hour show. Instead of having a 2 hour show, having an hour and a half show and then a half an hour recap after. You know what I mean? Like have these guys talk about what's going on. It's so easy to do it, but you don't need this fucking stupid match that people seen years ago. Oh, Bobby Roode is cool right now. Let's put a Bobby Roode match on our television. That'll get people on her.
And yeah, main event, OVE taking on Swan, Penta, and Phoenix. It is fantastic. You should go and seek it out and
that
watch
fucking
it.
Fucking cutter, man.
Dude, right?
Something else. Something else. Yeah.
There was a lot of spots in this match that were like,
you're goddamn fucking right there was. Like, I'm still not a fan of Dave and Jake Crist. Blonde one looks really plain dumb. Yeah, Jeff Crist. At least Dave Crist got that great big beard and hairstyle. He looks different. But
I know the little fucking blonde asshole one. He looks like just a little cunt.
Yeah.
He looks like the little brother who would like, you know, so like the big one and like fucking punch you and knock you down. And then that little cunt would come up and like kick you in the ribs, you know?
Exactly. And
so he fits that pretty well.
He does fit that pretty well. But hey, I just find he's so plain compared to the other one. And the other, he's still wearing like suits and stuff. Like button-up shirts. I don't like that. Yeah. You're a wrestler. You're not a fucking businessman. Okay, I guess you are a businessman outside the wrestling ring, but inside the wrestling ring, you're not a businessman. You're a wrestler.
So I think he was responsible for a lot of the great shit in here, though. He was the one who did the cutter.
Yeah,
he was the one who was a fucking crazy enough to take a package pile driver on the apron.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, and I'm not taking nothing away from his work style or anything like that, but I just don't like that look. That look just makes me not want to see it. And okay, I'm in the minority for this too. I know it. Sammy Callahan is not a draw in my opinion. I don't like that.
I like him.
Thumbs up, thumbs down thing is the stupidest thing in the world. What thumbs up and thumbs down? What is it? What can you explain to me? Thumbs up, thumbs down, or is it just some stupid thing some retarded kid said one day and Sammy Callahan heard it? You can't
tell
me.
Well, he saw Triple H do it. So with Randy Orton. That's what that is, man.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. I just don't like it.
I like it. I like him as a talker. I think he's got a cool voice. I think he can talk really well. I love their backstage things that they do where they're filmed just super glitchy and fucked up and the camera's really close up and the other two assholes are behind him. Oh, it looks fucking awesome.
Right. I'm strictly going by the entrance that Sammy Callahan did with the thumbs up, thumbs down. It's just, to me, it's...
Oh. I've always liked that guy, so I'm a fan.
I like Sammy Callahan as a worker, but this whole talk to Sammy Callahan is a star. No, a star he is not.
I disagree.
Hey, man, that's cool. That's cool. We all got different opinions, and that's the greatest thing about wrestling.
Just don't call me a cunty poo
because the doctor said my mother was a cunt before she died.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think he'll probably listen to this show, right? Because he will, right? He'd be like, I'm not listening to your show anymore, which did he ever? But he'll listen to this like, oh, I wonder if they're going to talk about me so I can jack off to it.
Hey, yo, Dan from Philly, take a long suck on the side of my soggy love muscle, you cunty poo. There you go.
shit.
Turn and heel.
All right, man. From there, we can talk about the G1. I'm just going to go ahead and say this at first. Like, the G1 is like Super Juniors. It overwhelms me. I can't watch it all. Even if you're like, oh, I'm just going to watch the great matches. You can't even do that. It is too much for me.
Okay, let's look at the night that I guess it happened already. I assume the first night was last night. But I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, it already happened.
Yeah, so you had Okada, Jay White, which I'm sure it's a good match. Tanahashi, Suzuki, they always have great matches. And then Elgin and Evil, I'm sure it was a great match. And that's just your first night. That's three matches. You also had Bad Luck Fale against Hangman Page. Nobody gives a fuck about it. But it does tell a good story, I bet you, with the what do you call them? Fucking, the firing squad. It's got me off. I can't even think. The firing
sounds like there's a dying animal in the background.
It does. I'm hoping that the mic doesn't pick it all up in the final recording, but we'll see. Bad Luck Fale against Hangman Page. Nobody cares.
Dude,
it's telling a story.
How about that fucking dream matchup of Makabe and Yoshihashi? Huh?
I was like, what dream matchup is he talking about? Yeah, I'm not going to watch that match.
Even though looking forward to tomorrow, I mean, dude, Omega Naito.
That's going to be awesome. I bet you Bushi and Sabre Juniors look great too.
Yeah. Juice Robinson, Tomatonga. It's good shit, man. And then the third day, so 3 days straight, there's going to be shows.
Yeah.
You get Tanahashi and White. That's going to be good.
Makabe,
there's so much Suzuki good shit here.
Skip. Well, I mean, the third night is not much at all. You got the Tanahashi and Jay White. It's going to be good. But I mean, you got Makabe, Suzuki, Okada and Fale, Elgin and Page, and then Hashi and Evil. I mean, there's not much to look forward to. But I mean, then you jump to the 19th and you got Goto and Omega, which is the rematch for the semifinals from the year before. Ishii and Naito, which is going to be great. I bet you Juice and Bushi is going to be good.
Yeah, a lot of good shit, man. Like, the whole schedule is out, and yeah, there's a lot of good shit to look forward to.
There is, and there's a lot of nights that you can easily skip. Like, the main event of the 22nd show is, what's his name? Makabe and Okada. Right. That's the main event. So really, it's one of those. It's not going to have any announcers for this show. I bet you. You know, some of these shows are easily skippable. Some of them have some great matches on them. Like one main event is Okada and Hashi. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, that is fucking weird. The one that happened last night here, Suzuki and Tanahashi. I'm interested in because they built up. You know, he hurt Tanahashi, so there's a pretty good shit there.
Yeah, and then
G1's gonna be crazy. Who do you think wins it?
Oh man, it's so hard to say. Yeah, especially when you're looking at. Okay, let's fast forward to the final two nights because that's really what it all hangs down on. Really, if you look at it, the final two nights have Tanahashi against Okada as the main event, and then it also has Omega versus Ibushi. So. Technically, it's going to come down to those four, obviously, in my opinion, because they've got those matches set up. So I think the great way to go would be having Tanahashi beat Okada, putting doubt in Okada's abilities after losing the title. Tanahashi goes to the finals, and I would love to see. I would imagine Omega and Ibushi is going to be some kind of weird tiebreaker deal. They'll lead to Ibushi taking on Omega at some point in time, and it might send Naito to the finals, right? Because Kenny and Ibushi might just be headlocked there with points. And so you go to the Tanahashi and Naito in the finals, and I don't know. I wouldn't say Naito wins, but I would love to see Ibushi win, but it doesn't make sense for Ibushi to beat Omega in the finals and then face Omega again at the Wrestle Kingdom. Doesn't really make sense to me. But I'm going to say Tanahashi because Tanahashi said on an interview with Dave Meltzer that his goal this year is the main event. Or where he was asked, where do you see Tanahashi this year? Main event of Wrestle Kingdom after winning the G1. It was his prediction. I wouldn't be surprised if Tanahashi wins and goes to the G1 or goes to Wrestle Kingdom to face on Kenny Omega. They've never had that match that they were supposed to have. They were supposed to have that ladder match and it never happened. So
this shit's going to be playing out over the next month. The finals, August 12th, Budokan Hall.
Yes, and the A block and B block. 15th.
Yeah, yeah. The A block and B block winners, Rey Mysterio, and also Sengoku Enbu, a promotional tie-in wrestler named after the card game that's sponsoring the tournament, will be in action, likely played by a member of the New Japan roster. So that should be fucking fun. I think that shit's fucking funny.
I like they have too, like the Tiger Mask W and shit.
Yeah, Vince is like, what? Well, I don't know what the name was. Dark Tiger Mask, whatever.
Tiger Mask Dark or Black or something. You mean Eddie Guerrero was the guy you mean?
No, I'm talking like recently. What was it? Where ACH was playing.
Oh, yes.
Like the dark version of the guy Ibushi was playing. Like you have Ibushi and you're like, I'm dressed up like a fucking, I don't even know what the hell.
Tiger Mask. Well, that was a TV show that came out too. Tiger Mask W.
Yeah. Why can't we get a Voltron wrestler? That'd be the shit.
It would be. I would like to see the Power Rangers. Yeah, man, get me the Green Ranger.
Oh man.
Comes in with his flute, plays his flute, and a fucking robotic dinosaur comes in and just eats fucking one of the Japanese wrestlers.
That's got to be a DQ at least. Fucking can't have fucking robotic fucking dinosaurs coming. That's some bullshit.
Even Red Shoes would call that a DQ.
Yeah, no shit, right? Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. He might not.
Red Shoes might just allow it.
Oh, fuck, you know, he was summoned by a flute, so he's got to be an extension of fucking the Green Ranger, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, he fucking let anything go, Red Shoes. He don't give a shit.
Yeah, you know, he no shits to be given. But, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. So there you go, man. That was a fucking quick recap of the week, huh?
That was. Well, I mean, it was a more concise, you know, just tight. Good hour and 40 minutes. 45. Yeah.
Tight like your mom's pussy before she had you. Ooh,
Conti Poo.
I think, yeah, let's do it, man. What's coming up on the fucking Federation? Oh, you know,
the same thing that I've been hyping up for like the last 3 weeks. Great American Bash 1991. Oh, yeah. I apologize for everything. I've moved 1 week, started a new job in the next week, and I just have been flat out. So we'll get a chance to record this weekend, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. Hopefully you guys haven't all went away because of this hiatus that we've been on, but fuck it. If you don't listen, you don't listen, man. I don't care.
Quite the bitch. You know, I always see La Rock out promoting his new movies, and then he always closes with like, see you or not, I don't care. Yeah. Yeah, I just don't really care. Pay-per-view take two. I don't know. It's funny. We have our own bullshit. We were talking like we're going to go back and do the Bash from 91. And because it was a show that we tried to record like twice and we had recording problems with way back in the day. So we're like, we're going back. And we're like, OK, we're not going back. So
did your poll end? Because what was the poll you guys had up for your choices?
Poll did end. Chris Savage, the infamous one himself, was kind enough to hit the money mark tier to pick the next episode of Pay-Per-View Take Two, but he instead let the masses pick. So he picked four shows and let the fucking SCL Nation decide. And they decided on Royal Rumble 2006. Offhand, I have no idea what the show is. So
because I guess voted, we'll see. I voted too, and I have no idea what happens in Royal Rumble. Is that the one where John Cena and Batista both eliminate each other?
I have no idea. Oh God, probably. And dude, it was funny because Over the Edge was on there. 99, yeah. Like the show where Owen dies, and it got like no votes. I was like, oh, thank God. God for that.
Yeah, that what show the fuck? Horrible.
What the fuck are we supposed to do? So, oh, in my rebooking, we're going to rebook it so Owen doesn't die. You know, like what the fuck? What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Oh, that's the one where I believe Mysterio wins the Royal Rumble.
Thanks for fucking spoiling it, dude. You didn't even say spoiler alert first. I haven't got around to that one yet. So yeah, that's coming up on the Suplex City Limits channel as well. Ringside of the Gyms, you know. It is kind of...
There will be more SCL Extra coming very soon.
Oh yeah, yeah. There you go.
So it's long away to return, whether you guys want it or not. It's coming.
So if after listening to the Federation and all the shows on Suplex City Limits Network, you're looking for more podcasts, may we suggest our friends, the Wrestling Soup podcast. Mm-hmm. What else? We got the Strap, Sat Pod, Shooting the Shiznit.
Yep. Inhuman Experience.
Yeah. Inhuman Experience. Smack It Down, my boy over there. Check out all those shows. And I think we'll do our Twitter shoutouts here. Retweet a pinned episode. See, here now would be a time if you had that song still. Boom.
You have no idea what I'm trying to do right now. Oh, yeah. I'm way ahead of you. Or not way ahead of you. I'm close.
That's what she said. So you can retweet the pinned episode on our Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Get yourself a shout out. Help spread the word. Help spread the disease that is Suplex City Limits. Oh my.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Shout outs, Fathead Turtle, the infamous Chris Savage, Eric Turner, Johnny Utah, Badass Bobby Anthem, Adam Sharples. So Divine, Lance Levine, Big Papa Totoro, Mr. Klondike Bill, Dom Homie, our boy Burbs. We'll be back next week. Tony Vasquez, Yeah, no shit. Venus Lebowski, JC Sterling, Leo, Gabriel Ruiz, J Dune, Jared, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, Shootin' the Shiznit, Lee Unwin, Christian and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show, Well Kept and Unclean, Scotty from the Sad Pod, Pro Wrestling Blab, B Swing 22, Chuck Tabin, EMZT Podcast and Productions, Ardent Wrestling, Scott Trilgram, Grammars, AC Patty, Balls Deep 2019, J1976, Bobby fucking Blades, and of course Kayla Morganfield. We thank you all very much. I think we got a new tradition.
Just random songs. This is what I'm going to say. All you guys that retweeted this episode, you're all my Lady of Red. And I will fuck you all one by one in your
Jesus. Good God. I think that's going to do it, man. We will be back next week. We will recap more G1. We'll recap Extreme Rules, the week in wrestling, everything else is going on. Good shit. We build into when is Slammiversary? A couple weeks soon.
So it's sometime in July. I think it's maybe a week or two.
There you go. So a lot of shit. So we'll see you back here again. Anything else to add before we go, sir?
No. I've ostracized, I've complimented, and I've degraded in this episode. There's nothing else to do.
There it is. So I think that's going to do it for this week. As always, we thank you very much for listening. And until next week, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. Unless they're cunting boots, then tell me the fuck. It's just you and me. It's where I want to be. But I hardly know.
You want the good life. snap your neck. You want the good life, you break your back. You snap your fingers, you snap your neck. Snap your fingers, snap your neck. Snap your fingers, snap your neck.